So the Trump administration, and particularly Customs and Enforcement, ICE, has been busy at work detaining what they say are violent illegal immigrants here in the United States. NBC News reporting today that because of considerable significant space constraints, Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention facilities are being full. So it is forcing the agency to release some of those people that have been arrested in roundups. And that all has to do with the communication from the countries where they have originated from. Let's bring in Reggie Passas, an immigration attorney at Butts Along, joins me this afternoon. Reggie, what's up, my friend? How are you? Let's talk a little bit about, from your perspective, some of the actions that ICE has been going through over the last 2 weeks now. What's been your vantage point from things that you've seen?
Yeah, so my vantage point is that they've been their mission has always been, if they encounter you in the general public and you're not able to prove your documented person, that they can take you into custody and further explore your immigration status. That's always been their mission. It's just now on a wide scale, they're really pushing the numbers. However, we went through this before, believe it or not, under President Barack Obama, mm-hmm. where he had, he still holds the record. I don't know what the number is, but he's still been known to be the highest removal president in the history so far. This is a big surge of pushing this agenda of trying to get a handle on this immigration situation. My take is, the thing is, you're going to have to watch out for certain issues, though. I mean, I read somewhere in an NBC article that they accidentally arrested some U.S. citizens, of course, released them right away. Mm-hmm. But this has happened even when Sheriff Joe Arpaio was out in Arizona. He had a couple of incidents like that, and actually had Maricopa County had to pay out in some lawsuits on that issue as well. So they got to be really careful with trying to arrest and detain persons. Now, I heard in your intro here, they talked about alternatives to detention. If I could just pivot to that.
Absolutely.
Yep. So they've been doing that for a while as well. It's basically putting tethers, those ankle bracelets on there. And they've been doing that for quite some time. I'm not surprised, because of the spatial limitations of the detention facilities, that they've resorted to that stuff, and they're going to have to, because every foreign national, every person inside the jurisdiction of the United States is afforded due process, and some of the foreign nationals have their cases pending in proceedings. They may have family ties which allow them some form of immigration relief, things like that. Of course, if you have the foreign national who has no form of relief, has a criminal conviction, those people in the past have been subject to periodic check-in periods, mm-hmm. where they have to come in, if they've got an order to be sent out, then unfortunately they have to and explore their immigration options from outside the United States. So that's my general take. I mean, this some of this stuff is not a surprise. I mean, the fact that it's getting a lot of publicity is something new, mm-hmm. but it has before. You recall the Bush administration, there were images of people, being detained and marched off to detention facilities and possible removal as well. So, I mean, this is not something that's unique to the Trump administration. But, we're going to be running into some of the same issues. Some will be mistakes. Some will be, proper, just as they were before. So
what are you hearing from maybe some of your counterparts across the country, people in states that are dealing more in the volumes of illegal immigration than maybe we are here in Michigan? What are you hearing from them?
Well, the number one concern for foreign nationals that I'm hearing from my immigration lawyer counterparts is, what do you do about their children? In a lot of instances, their children are U.S. citizens. So, they're afforded, we could talk about the birthright citizenship, mm-hmm. executive order too, but I mean, they are born in the United States. They're entitled as part of their birthright, as U.S. citizens, to be able to stay in the United States, especially if you have young children, young babies. I mean, what do you do as a parent? We've actually been, in terms of, I've participated in some Know Your Rights seminars, mm-hmm. whether it's either for for criminal issues or immigration issues. And one of the things that that they talk about at these Know Your Rights seminars is also have a plan. Be ready that if you're apprehended by ICE or any agency, you have to think about what you have to do with your kids. You might have to have guardianship documents drafted up, etc. You have to make the hard decision to bring your children with you, depending upon their age. So that's like the number one and quite truthfully almost heartbreaking issue that's facing a lot of people right now. So
you mentioned the birthright citizenship issue and the executive order that was signed right. Under the 14th Amendment. What's your perspective on that? That's been put on hold. It's a federal judges put a pause on that. But what's your perspective on the administration's efforts to do away with birthright citizenship?
Okay, well, this is my own personal view on it. Mm-hmm. Is that the whole thing has going back to its roots of birthright citizenship. It first started with the unfortunate slavery issue, mm-hmm. then the Dred Scott decision of the Supreme Court. Then there was a case. Then there was the 14th Amendment. Then there was a case called Wan Kim Ark, where a U.S. citizen born to Chinese parents, whose parents were Chinese nationals, was prohibited from coming into the United States under the Chinese Exclusionary Acts of the 1800s or
late 1800s.
That was overturned. The issue of birthright citizenship is well founded. And the way the executive order was to take effect, it was supposed to take effect by February 20th. So if you're born on February 19th in the United States, you're a citizen, but born on February 20th, you're not. So that disparity seemed to be a little inconsistent, and to me, it's unconstitutional. However, you and I are both Detroit, Michigan people. I mean, you can be the Detroit Lions with the best record in the NFL, waving the bye, and you have everything pointed in the right direction.
Well, that feels familiar.
Until you play the game, you don't know. So, we'll have to see that. I'm sure the Trump administration is going to take this all the way up to the Supreme Court, and then they'll have to face this issue again. There's plenty of precedent before, but not to draw it upon another issue. But, keep in mind that the abortion issue was law of the land for about 50 years, and then that was overturned as well. So, again, like I said, drawing the lines analogy, you can have all your ducks in a row, everything in your favor, and then you play the game, and then all of a sudden it turns out not well for you. So we just have to see how it plays out.
And in what situation then would your services be called upon in a situation like we're seeing now unfold?
Well, with respect to the birthright citizenship, I'm advising people to buy for U.S. passports for their children as much as possible. I mean, I would always do that, but definitely doing that. In terms of my role, I deal a lot with employment and family-based immigration. So in terms of the employment-based, I would tell people to tell employers to look at their I-9 forms to make sure all their employment verification forms. It doesn't sound sexy, but to quote Tom Cruise in the movie The Firm, not sexy, but it's got teeth. I tell people to make sure their I-9 forms are under control. Make sure all their all the documents are checked properly and all that stuff that they have, because ICE does review those documents as a precursor to a possible raid. I tell people to have their H-1B public access files in order, because again, Department of Labor and ICE could ask for those documents before you do an investigation. And from the family type of thing, family situation, just make sure that you've got all your documents in a row.
Yeah,
so you can sponsor
being prepared and having that plan. Certainly, Reggie Bosses right. with Butts Along. Thank you for your time. I always appreciate catching up with you.
All right, thank you, Chris. Good talking to you.
Yep, you too. Take a break. More next.